If you or a loved one has had thoughts of self-harm, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits!
One of the high points of global warming is that someday there won't be cunts with snowmobiles around here anymore.
And Tyler Bunch!
No, because I didn't watch any of his matches because he's fucking brown.
Suplex City Limits!
Welcome. Thank you for downloading episode 212 of Suplex City Limits for May 4th, 2019. More macho than Randy, it's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, and from a galaxy far, far away, known as Canada, my co-host.
I am intergalactic Canadian boy, Tyler Fudge.
You get it's May the 4th.
Oh, fuck, so is it May the 4th?
Well, when the show comes out, it'll be May the 4th.
I don't know.
It's technically May 3rd. Yeah. A newly unencumbered by employment, Tyler Fudge.
Huzzah! Ha 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 ha.
Sometimes you got to say what the fuck. Yep. Put your balls out there.
Exactly.
Suplex City Limits available for listening or a fine podcast or found. You can follow me on the show Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow Tyler at the Federation. If you like this show, consider supporting it by picking up a T-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees. You can also donate on our PayPal, Suplex City Limits at Gmail. Like deep in your snatch. Cody fucking Hedge. You can also become a producer on our Patreon. Get yourself a shout out at the beginning of the show. Like Better Than Festus, Joe Justice. Caleb, you should see the size of his organ field, Morgan Field. He's not balding, Christopher Spaulding. C Money, B Rad Brad. Friends of the Smack It Down podcast. Check them out if our podcasts are found. Cover a lot of shit we do not. European wrestling and so on. Also Max's Garage, Infamous Chris Savage, Kick-Ass Keith Martin, The Ricerone Jabroni Tyloni, Insane Ian Jackson, Jumpin' Jeremy Fultz, and this week on my plain vanilla Martin Corns, I'm going to go with the Gummy Bears.
Ooh.
A strawberry sauce. I don't know if that's a good one. I keep trying to come up with. So I just come up with it on the fly. I don't know. I think I fucked that up. But
this is what I'm going to do. Okay. You know how I usually go with just like I keep it plain vanilla. You know what I mean? Like, usually my shit's plain vanilla. So I'm going to go with some gummy molds of Jake Lee and get that put on my ice cream.
Wow. Well, there you go. This week on the show, we'll be taking a brief look back at the NWA Crockett Cup show, Impact Rebellion, the Duntaku shows. Duntaku from Fukuoka. Fukuoka?
Ooh, Fukuoka.
Waka waka. Fucking. We've got the news of the week, some Mark Tank, top three, all them shits. So let's get into it as we always do with this week's top three after a word from our sponsor.
Look out!
It's the mutant psycho savage No Mercy Demolition Freeze! Legion of Doom! What do road warriors wear on the road to destruction?
Bruce.
Bruce! Shoes for your feet, pockets for your stuff.
Suplex City Limits Top
Three!
Suplex City Limits top three, our top three matches of the week. What was that for, dude? Was that for ruse?
That was for ruse. Pockets for your feet. What did they say? Shoes for your feet, pockets for your stuff. Because they're ruse. They've got pockets in them. For good crack on cocaine.
They have pockets on the shoes?
Yes. That's why they're called ruse. Because ruse have pockets for the babies. There's pockets for your paraphernalia.
I never even heard of that.
Yeah, no. WCW in the early 90s, man, they're all about the wrestle the ruse.
Ruse? I thought like under ruse.
No, nope, not under ruse. Not wrestle ruse. These are just ruse.
Did you have wrestling under ruse? I feel like I did as a kid.
I did not. I did not. My family was probably too poor.
Well, that's depressing. I don't know why you'd want to carry shit on your feet, but I'll research this more.
You will.
Are they hidden pockets for your drugs?
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. Because like, ruse didn't really take off, so like nobody really knew that there was pockets on ruse because nobody really knew what the fuck a ruse was. Mm. So,
well, there you go. I've just been rocking BK Knights ever since the 80s, dude.
I'm not gonna lie, buddy. I bought a pair of Skechers the other day.
Yeah,
that have memory foam in them. I might never take those cocksuckers off.
I'm Jim Soul Vicious. Welcome to our footwear podcast.
You know, if Daniel Bryan and Jimmy Jacobs can make a book club, we can make a shoe club. Fuck it.
Yeah. We're here to talk about everything shoes.
Yeah.
Feel like I need a much more calm voice when we're talking about shoes for some reason.
Anyway, turn this into an ASMR shoe podcast.
Gonna do an ASMR fucking episode yet. Top three. Why don't you take us through it, good sir?
Well, let's see. Our top three consists of for the finals of the All Japan Championship Carnival, the Triple Crown champion Kento Miyahara taking on Plain Vanilla Jake Lee.
Plain Vanilla Jake Lee. I had no idea who Jake Lee was, and for some reason I expected it to be, you know, like a white guy or something.
Well, me too.
But I was like, oh, Jake Lee, like Asian Lee. Okay, I got you. Bruce Lee shit. Feel it.
Like when I went on to, because like I watched this match and that was the first thing that came to my mind. I was like, man, this guy's bland as fuck. Like that's all I could think about for the first little bit of the match. And I was like, am I alone in this? And I go on Twitter and I just see here's like Jake Lee is so fucking bland. I was like, oh. Yes.
Yeah. I think they were trying to sell. I have no idea. Everything's in Japanese. He seemed timid coming down, like, holy shit, I have to go against him, you know, or something. But maybe, he just, like, walks out, like me walking out to my car in the morning to go to work. Okay.
Just disappointed I had to go there.
And he just comes walking out. This was a really good match. Miyahara is their champion. Yes. I don't know. What's the name of the belt?
Triple Crown Champion.
Well, there you go.
It used to be the three titles that Misawa always was wearing because Misawa was always the Triple Crown Champion. But they've turned this one singular title into the Triple Crown Champion.
So I like that. So we have you have who's all done this before, this feat, right?
This feat? Oh, let me open up my Reddit so I can see, because Reddit is a great community, like I was telling Jim, if you treat it well. But you've had...
I would have just hit that and acted like I was a fucking professional, you know?
Well, I know, but, right?
Well, actually, the ones who've done it before are...
Hansen in 92, Misawa in 98, Vader in 99, Kobashi in 2000, and the last one before now, Tenryu in 2001. So, yeah.
Pretty it's the first time rare,
in 18
time.
Years.
Wow. And, if you don't Obla S-Ban AJPW, this would be like their champion winning G1,
yes,
kind of.
Because the championship carnival is basically their G1.
Do you get a shot or something for winning G1?
I'm not
the G1, but this one. Do you get a shot?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I'm almost 100% sure you would.
So the champion wins it? Like, that's... I don't know. I guess I don't get that from a booking perspective.
I don't either, but I mean, would they go somewhere with it? I don't know.
It's like putting a fucking, you know, the champion in Money in the Bank or the Royal Rumble, can, you know, and then he wins. It's like, sweet, there'll be no shot this year. I don't get it.
The next show is canceled.
This is my first real experience with Miyahara. Well, this dude's really fucking good. Shit, they love him over
there.
He's
a mini Tanahashi.
Yeah. That's where we saw him
recently.
Yeah,
the tag team, mini Tanahashi.
Yeah. I dig that. That's pretty cool. But yeah, super good. Nothing crazy in this match. You know, that's one thing. There's a few crazy spots, but for the most part, pretty safely worked.
Yeah. Yeah, they weren't out to kill each other. They were out to put on a really good Japanese strong style match with, you know, just a safe one, and they really did it. Miyahara is A lot of people are saying he's one of the best ones in the world right now. I haven't seen enough of him to make that bold prediction, but I mean, he's the two things I have seen him in lately has been really good.
Yeah. And then Jake Lee, is this guy here number two over there? Because he is this number two, man. The poop.
I don't think he's the number two. I mean, look, you look at it there. That's where I don't know.
It's nothing. Like, he does his entrance is nothing. His attire is nothing. His moves, I didn't really see anything. Like, there's just nothing to this guy.
No, there really wasn't. He's really just vanilla.
Plain vanilla Jake Lee. Dig it. From there, what else we got?
We have listen, Dragon Lee and Taiji Ishimori from New Japan Pro Wrestling. Wrestling Danotaku or Danotako. Danotaku, whatever.
Dantaku,
thank you.
From Fukuoku.
From Fukuoku, thank you. Night one. This is a great match. I loved it. Dragon Lee, and as soon as you see it, Ishimori and Dragon Lee, oh yeah, this is going to be a must-see match.
Yeah, really good match. I finished it like right as we were starting this. So.
Yeah, the call started. I can hear Kevin Kelly just in my head, and I was like, oh, good, good, good. Great match. Yeah,
really good match. You know, setting up toward Dragon Lee and the returning Takahashi. I don't know. We're kind of talking about it off air, but it's like, I don't like how they're doing it. They're talking about his inevitable return. Dragon Lee's talking about him. I would have much rather that he just kind of went on with his shit, and then the return was like a big surprise. And even he's surprised, like, oh, fuck, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree 100%.
But, I mean, so that's kind of weird. But very good match. Dragon Lee and Takahashi, once again, will be awesome. It's always been awesome.
Yeah, I mean,
minus when he broke his fucking back.
Hopefully nobody gets fucking murdered in this one.
Well, you saw it coming, man. I mean, you predicted it. You know, we always say that. Anytime those two go against each other, they're like, well, these might kill each other.
Yeah, like everybody was like, oh my God, Tyler's like, no, I was like, guys, this is just common sense.
When it happened, I was like, he finally fucking, one of them finally killed the other one. Yeah. You know,
yeah.
Here it is. He killed him. Fuck.
He did. Yeah.
So then we had that, and then we had the Lucha Brothers versus LAX Full Metal Mayhem from Impact Rebellion.
This match was really good. Like, thank God Phoenix didn't die.
Yeah. Speaking of, holy shit, man. He's lucky. He's young, bro. I think that's a. Being young and shit and having, you know, not a brutal ass neck. Yeah. I think that's why people get hurt in the end. I think that's why, like, Takahashi, you know, that spot was bad and shit, but I think 5 years ago, Takahashi would not have broken the neck there, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree.
Phoenix in 7 years taking this spot, he probably would.
Yeah, yeah.
And lucky then, for everybody, he's young.
Pentagon, hurt himself during the Impact tapings, hurt his knee, but it turns out it was just like just minor, nothing big. He's going to be okay from it. So they both really locked out.
Well, yeah, before they're done at Impact, they got to fucking hurt themselves, you know? Yeah,
right?
But I think this is wrapping that up. I don't have official anything that said that, but they've dropped the belts here to LAX. I think they're wrapping up and they're done. They're going to be more exclusive to AEW.
Yeah, AEW is still going to do their stints in Mexico, I'm sure, and AAA and everything, because they have been announced for the September card of AAA in MSG. So, But now I would imagine too that there's probably going to be some kind of AEW showing there as well. Because I mean,
that's why I want to see this whole thing work out with AEW and New Japan.
Yeah.
So we see like Phoenix and the Super Juniors or something.
Oh, can you imagine?
Yeah, he probably wouldn't survive it.
No, he probably wouldn't. He'd probably die.
Yeah. Yeah, but this is a really good match. Crazy as fuck.
Yeah,
it was. As you'd expect. Match of the show, obviously, for me.
Easily. Every one of these LAX Lucha Brothers matches are great. And they just find a way to make it, you know, just a little bit bigger than the last.
Yeah, well, the good thing this is the end of it then.
Yeah.
Because I don't know where you go from here.
No, I don't know.
And then also, the honorable mention this week for Marty Scurll, Nick Aldis, NWA Crockett Cup.
Yeah, no, this is another great match. I had to search long and hard for this. Like, very hard.
I watched it on a slight delay from live.
Oh, okay. I went to...
Thanks to support from listeners like you.
I was watching it from just shady parts of the internet. And fourth part of it, which was this match, was a UFC fight. And I could not find another version.
That had this match?
Yeah. So it took me a while to find it. I had to watch it on my telephone.
My telephone?
The telephone? Watching wrestling on your telephone?
Man, I thought it was a pretty good match. I thought it was a really good match, actually, but there was things about it that I found questionable.
Yeah.
Tommy Young. You know, as cool as it is to see Tommy Young, because, like, he's a fucking legend and shit.
Yes.
Man, I don't know. What's up with that dude?
He doesn't need to be in your main event scene at all.
Hey guys, so we're going to have a wrestling match, not a fight. And then it's a fight. Like, why would you say, this is a wrestling match, not a fight? Excuse me? Like, with all due respect, Tommy Young.
Now,
holy fuck, man.
I will, the one thing I did really like about the whole overall show was how they built up this match. Because just telling the story of how they're friends and how, you know, best friends and leading into this match. I thought it was a really good aspect of the show. It had a nice little dynamic to it.
10 pounds of gold is great. They've revamped this belt. They brought a belt back from the dead. And through a few matches and YouTube videos, like, you're all in on this. It feels like a big deal.
Yep.
You know, it doesn't feel like a big deal. Everything in WWE, all of their belts. When's the last time you were like, holy shit, you know, this is something. That's like an IWGP championship match. That means something when it happens. You feel like this is something. Same thing here.
I agree 100%. And there's something to be said, too, about the big banners at the entranceway of Aldis and Scurll. To me, that just, you're telling everybody who is watching this for the first time who the stars are.
You know, I don't even like Nick Aldis, so.
No, he's a good worker. He's a
champion for them.
Yeah, he is, and he's a really good talker. So, I mean, he's got that going for him. Plus, he's the only guy not tied down to anything, so he's not going to run away from him. So, and he's not old as fuck like Tim Storm, so.
Oh, that was a fucking, they really pissed that away. I hated when it was on Tim Storm.
Me too.
Didn't that guy have a fake history? Isn't that a thing? Or am I making that up?
I have no idea. I didn't care enough about Tim Storm to even look into it.
Mm. I feel this feeling like he was an old man who allegedly wrestled places, but did he really? You know? I don't know. I don't know if that's him or if that was somebody else.
I don't know.
Weed, y'all. Anyway. But yeah, the crowd really wanted Scurll. They didn't get Scurll.
No, and I get it. You know, like, Aldis is their guy. They're going to be building around Aldis. NWA has nothing else but 10 pounds of gold. You can't really support a supporting cast at this point in time.
They got a whole fucking slew of belts now, though.
That's true.
They got four fucking belts, man.
They've got no, you don't hear about it. I didn't hear about Willie Mack as national champion from the time he won it to the time he defended it. It was only on those 2 days. You know what I mean? It's not a forefront in your mind. I didn't see him bringing Marty Scurll in for the couple months that he has left before he goes to AEW anyways.
I don't know, like, hey, will you take this belt with you to AEW? Will you carry this thing around on TV? That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on how long the partnership with ROH is, too, right? Like, they, or even if they've signed anything. But at the same time, I would have liked to see Scurll win, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of ROH, they were on production duties here, so it was a well-produced, put-together fucking show, which is nice.
So should we just go into the Crockett Cup? Because I got a lot of pluses about this show. I even, because, you know, I'm unemployed and shit, right? I wrote it down. So, nice. Okay. The graphics, the matchup screen, they had a real video game SNES feel, and I really liked it, where, like, everything was pixelated in black and white.
Yeah.
And then
old school.
Yeah, the old NWA ring and logo, old ROH logo that I thought was a nice little touch. I loved the big banners, like I said, and I liked how the hard camera focused the whole time on the tag titles and the trophy, and Riccaboni and Cornette were fantastic.
Yeah. I don't know about that other dude.
He was nothing to me, really. He didn't stink, but I mean, he wasn't as good as Cornette. Yeah. Cornette's one of my favorite commentators right now. I love Cornette on commentary. Yeah, he takes everything.
He did a hell of a job.
Yeah.
No, he makes it fucking way better. What were some of your...
Wait, no. Oh, okay, my low point's good. I'm glad you asked, because I was about to say it. Caprice Coleman sucked fucking hard.
Hard. He does suck, man.
He sucked hard, and he sucked heavy, baby. And Bram Funkin' Blows.
Wait, what was Caprice Coleman doing on this show?
He was fucking up everything he touched.
was he on commentary at some point?
No, he was just in between matches. He'd go and he'd announce stuff, right? Like, he'd interview wrestlers and shit like that. But the first time
he's commentary too.
He does. But the first thing he does is announce that our next matchup is for the Crockett Cup Championship or whatever, right? And it's the first round of the matchup. It's like, you dumb twat.
How is he still around? I don't know, man. It's just like, his commentary on Ring of Honor sucks. He's like, he just reminds me of, you know, just that like worthless third guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just ditch him. go with Riccaboni and fucking Colt Cabana or something. I don't know.
I agree.
That's
Riccaboni.
They have.
It is. I agree 100%.
I don't know. Colt, for the most part, I'm good with on commentary.
Yeah, he's got a couple things. But
you have other beefs with the
show? No, Bram. I'm not a fan of Bram or Tom Latimer, as we were known as in NWA. But
I mean, there's a lot of people I really didn't know. One of Brad's boys, Royce Isaacs, was on this show.
Oh yeah, that's the guy that was with Tom Latimer, Bram. I immediately wrote him off because he's with fucking Bram.
B-Rad Brad's a big fan of that dude.
Yeah, I'm sure he's good, but he's not with fucking Bram.
Like, he just refused to let that guy fucking have a pass. Huh?
No, because I didn't watch any of his matches because he's fucking Bram. The guy can't fucking work a lick. The guy might be able to talk. I don't know, because I never fucking hear him because I never fucking watch him.
Because he's fucking Bram. Because
he's fucking Bram.
I just watched this show and enjoy it. I didn't really take notes, you know. So.
Well, that's fair. I mean,
what else
whatever.
I got here? I got a few notes. The Dawson brothers look like dudes who'd kick your ass in a bar.
Yeah, I thought it was Casanova Valentine for a second.
No shit, right? You can probably hang out with those dudes.
Yeah. Yeah, like nobody in that battle royal got a pop aside for fucking like the boys and Rhett Titus and Will Ferrara. Like the Billy Buck and Kevin Blue guys, they didn't get a fucking chirp. Like nobody knew who the fuck they were. And they're just like, awesome. Yeah.
It was awesome because also you could tell like the cameraman didn't know who was being announced next. Yeah. And he really didn't. It seemed like he also didn't know who was announced when they announced him. So the camera's just like, it's like, it's almost the beginning of fucking Price is Right where the camera's like, oh, all over the place.
It's when Edge used to come out in 1998 when Edge used to come out and hit the crowd. It's like the camera's looking for him everywhere.
Exactly, dude. Exactly what that was. But I also really enjoyed Flip Gordon and Bandito versus
too.
Guerrero Maya. And what's that dude's name?
Stuka Jr. God, I'm a buffalo.
Dude, this guy is a buffalo.
Their tag team name in CMLL is Los Bombardios. Or whatever the fuck. I butchered the shit out of that, but I'm from Canada.
Yeah, I like that. That sounds badass.
Yeah, yeah.
What does Bombardios mean? Bombard?
I assume so. In Canada, though, we've got a snowmobile company called Bombardier.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe they're the Skidoos.
I live in snowmobile country. It's only one of the high points of global warming is that someday there won't be cunts with fucking snowmobiles around here anymore. Just to move north. Every
every year we have like a very soft winter and I see dickheads with like trailers full of snowmobiles. I laugh at them. Dickhead, you fucking
live
cunt.
It up while you can.
So what is this guy's name, dude? It's not Buffalo.
Stuka Jr. Stuka. Oh. Stuka Jr. I don't know where you got Buffalo. I mean, whatever.
It's fucking high. I went to a roller derby contest.
Performance. I went to a roller derby performance the other day.
This was shoot derby. This was shoot. This wasn't a work.
Okay. I got you. I thought this match, it started off a little slow, but once it hit its stride, it was fucking bang, bang, bang. Got the crowd going really well after that drizzling shit battle royal.
Anything like me, man, if I see a luchador, like a legit, especially Mexican dude, not because I have no time for that fake luchador bullshit.
Yeah, no, Phantasmo and whatever the Legaro or whatever the fuck.
Oh, yeah, that one I don't like. I gave fucking Generico a pass back in the day, but either way, I'm excited when I see these dudes. I'm like, who's this dude? Mexican dude in a mask? In a bright colored fucking mask? Like, I mean, already, who's this guy?
He even looks like a luchador. Just like the way he's built.
Yeah.
He's built like a heavyweight luchador that flies around, does all kinds of fantastical shit.
Yeah, how is he doing that shit? He's chubby and shit. He's flying over the place. It was awesome. Yeah. You look like Taz.
Yeah. You look
like Taz doing lucha shit, dude.
Yeah, no, I agree. Awesome. Yeah, Stuka hit that tornado plancha. I thought that was great. Plancha?
You white motherfucker. Plancha. Fuck. What did you think of the Rock and Roll Express? I thought it was fucking awesome.
I thought it was tremendous, dude. To me, there was nothing bad about that. Nothing bad at all. I can believe those 60-year-old fucks were doing that.
Is Morton just an OG motherfucker? He's like, nah, it's good. I'm just going to cut myself. I'm just going to blade.
Yeah.
They're like, please don't blade. He's like, nah, we're going to blade. Good.
Yeah, we're the Rock and Roll Express.
Like a motherfucker, too. Yeah. Not like a little bit. Like, I'm the gig like a motherfucker.
Yeah, no props to him, man. And you know what, man? How good was that Briscoe's promo? Especially Jay. That I couldn't understand a goddamn word he said, but I fucking loved every second of it.
Those guys are great. I thought this was like, I was having so much fun with it. And they were doing shit. The Rock and Roll really pulled it out. They're like, we're in Charlotte. This is NWA. We're going to go hard. And they did. They put it all out there, man. For 60-year-old guys, they were doing shit they haven't done in a while.
And they had a great team to go off with, too, though. The Briscoes, you don't sell the Briscoes short. They're so fantastic.
Dude, Ricky threw a fucking Hurricanrana out there, man.
Mm-hmm.
God damn.
Yeah. They got it in certain ways. They got it in certain ways still.
Yeah. So, we were talking about the Briscoes on Twitter today, and someone, B-Rad Brad, someone's like, why did WWE never sign them? And he brought this thing up, but I totally forgot about. Do you remember when there was like interest from them, and then one of them went on Twitter and said like a bunch of anti-gay things?
That does ring a bell, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, they're chicken farmers from Delaware. I'm not surprised.
Well, yeah, it's one of those, like, what do you expect, I suppose, right? Yeah. But anyway, they are a great tag team, despite their fucking closed-minded views.
Yeah.
I don't really give a shit about that stuff.
We did skip over Royce Isaac and Tom Latimer taking on the War Kings. Nobody cares because it's Bram. But Bram did win. So far, we've had Royce Isaac and Bram. And then Bandito, Flip Gordon, and the Briscoes go on into the next round. But,
dude, let me say something here. Fight TV. Holy shit. If you watch Fight TV live, for the most part, I've had no problems. Great. I tried to watch this after the fact, and I used the phone to Xbox deal.
You do
the shit on your phone, it connects to the media player or something on your Xbox One.
Yeah.
And plays, which is fine, except you can't fast forward. Dude, I'd fast forward and it would sit there. And I'd have to like close the app, close the fucking thing on the Xbox, try it again. It would start back where it was, so I'd have to try to fast. It was a fucking nightmare. I ended up watching like the main event just on my phone. So again, watching wrestling on the phone.
God,
and this
I
is
love
a legit
you.
Fight TV fucking feed of it. They just it sucks, man. They need a real app on shit. Don't fuck around with this, man. Netflix doesn't have like, well, you do this thing and no, they have an app. Just create an app, you lazy fucks.
Yep. Yeah, no, I agree. I do the Chromecast bit. So I just stream it to my Chromecast.
I don't have that.
No, no.
I've got a fucking Galaxy.
Oh, you can use Chromecast.
My TV is fucking old.
All you need is an HDMI port. Literally that... all you need.
Oh, well. I guess we'll do that. I'm an old man, I guess.
It's like a Roku stick.
Yeah, I'm going to... By the time the show's over, I'll have one on its way from Amazon on a fucking drone. Then I can just skip it all together and just send it right up there.
Do you guys want to know cities with the drone?
Fuck no.
Oh, okay.
I wish.
I wish too. Awesome.
Anywho, so yeah, I don't know. I mean, there was other matches. I didn't watch some of those. I admit. Like, if I don't really know who any of these people are, if it was live, I would sit and watch it, but it was after the fact, it was late. I was like, I gotta just watch what I gotta watch here, so.
Well, just to recap the last match, Villain Enterprises defeated Kojima and Nagata, two New Japan guys. They, you know, you're just like, I don't know any of these guys. Next match was just like, four guys, you know.
No. I watched parts of that match. You were talking about the Isaacs and Bram shit.
Oh, yeah, no, fuck them. Fuck them and fuck all their... shit-eating friends.
I hope those people all like really respected the fact that they got to see Nagata and like how special that is.
is special. You got to see him roll his eyes back in his head too, you fucking filthy fuckers. So
Nagata's fantastic.
He is.
Suplex City Limits Hall of Famer.
Motherfucker.
There's quite a few in here. Rock and Roll Express, Briscoes.
Yeah.
Ram. No, I'm just fucking around.
You bitch.
Just fucking around. What else we got?
The Allison K. somewhere. And Santana Garrett was the next match. I mean, it was a good match. Medusa came out and to introduce the belt, and she had to read her phone for her fucking notes. Man, what a horribly slow, bland, Jake Lee boring promo.
Did you know she has an excuse for that? Allegedly,
she was drunk.
Oh, no shit. Probably. Allegedly, she was like trying to go through it right before she went out, and someone came up to her and talked to her, said something to her. Like, that's not really a good excuse.
No, you should know this before. You should have this prepared. Dumb bitch.
Jesus. Well, she's also a suplex city woman. It's all the famous.
What a fucking excuse, though. It was a stupid excuse.
Yeah. I don't know what she's doing these days, man. She doesn't drive a monster truck anymore or anything, I don't think, so.
No, I mean, okay. That's what you do, what you got to do, I suppose.
These women, though, fair match, good match.
It was a good match. I got nothing bad to say about it. Nothing really stood out as fantastic. Santana Garrett's a really good wrestler. Allison Kaye is a really good, well, I mean, I don't know. They're good wrestlers. Santana Garrett, those really.
Shit?
Oh, of course.
Santana Garrett's hot, I've seen her.
Allison Kaye is Sienna from Impact. she had the peacock feathers. She was in the Mae Young Classic. Hair? No.
I don't fucking know, dude. I've realized that lately. It's like all these women that they're signing in AEW. I'm like, I don't know who their names are all the same to me, and I don't know who any of them are.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The only woman I know in fucking AEW as a trans woman. I don't know any of these other women at all. They're all fucking Sienna.
I know, the
Sienna
trans
Kay one. Fucking. You know. I don't know. They all just have the same Sienna name, Kay. Dude. Yeah, I just put both together. You like? That's what it is.
Fuck,
it's all just the same ass names, and I don't know who fucking any of them are.
Yeah, no, I get you. But so, Jim, let's leave these women alone here now, and let's just talk about how fucking Bram goes all the way to the finals to take on Villain Enterprises, and how disappointing that is. So you can only imagine what I did for that match. I didn't watch it. Villain Enterprises won, though, because Bram, right? Like, fuck that.
People like most say that. I haven't heard you like eat with a guy like this in a while.
I don't like watching Bram matches. I think they're fucking boring. I stopped watching ICW when Bram came in. I was like, well, I'm fucking done with this now. Like, Impact, it was fucking horrible.
How about when James Storm shows up? Holy shit, he's almost like Bram for me.
I agree. James Storm and Bram, they're both in the same ilk. Like, I'm not even looking at the fact that he beats women, right? That's beyond this, whatever, man. Fuck, I watch Chris Benoit matches all the time, and he murdered the shit out of people. Boy, fuck.
I don't like this guy even taking spousal abuse out of the equation.
Yeah, like, I just don't like him.
Even if he hadn't beat the shit out of the woman,
exactly.
I still wouldn't like him.
Exactly.
Oh, shit. That's good stuff. But yeah, where did James Storm shows up? So where was that at the show? I forget.
I don't know. I didn't see that, actually.
I think it was after Colt Cabana beat Willie Mack to become the
North American champion or something like that.
There you go. The number two belt champion. James Storm came out and was like, really, dude? Where has this guy been banging around?
Just fucking been calling Bobby Roode nonstop. Just like, hey, man, you want to remake Beer Money in WWE?
Here's a guy who just like regrets not taking that NXT deal when he had the chance. He sees Bobby Roode traveling around doing jack shit
with a mustache. He's like, I got a mustache.
Hot girl mustache, man. That could be me, man. Did you know that AJ Styles' song was originally slated for James Storm?
Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
makes sense, fair. Right?
It does. Yeah, it does. But hey, so, it works.
Yeah, Colt Cabana, you know, he's a transitional champion. I don't know where they're going to go. I guess James Storm.
Yeah, it's not a match that I've been clamoring to see Colt Cabana and James Storm. I wasn't clamoring to see Colt Cabana and Willie Mack either.
Yeah. Well, you know, I like Willie Mack.
Oh, I do, too.
But is there anything else for this show?
No, not really. This show is basically a conglomeration of CMLL, Impact, ROH, and a New Japan. And so, I mean, I don't know when NWA is going to do something NWA-ish. You know what I mean?
Think you can at this point.
I don't think you can
start
either.
Start running the shows and shit? Like, with AEW, Ring of Honor, you're not going to pass those two, for sure. You're not going to pass... Well, you might be able to pass Impact. But, you know, I don't know. It's not a bad idea, I guess, if you can travel them around and they can maybe show up different places. I have no idea.
No, that's true.
But,
that's true.
Yeah. You know, there we go. I thought overall it was a pretty good show. I didn't think there was anything like standout. The main event was good. I liked the match with El Buffalo.
Stupid.
He's going to be Buffalo to me. I'll have to look up what Buffalo is in fucking Spanish. That'll be one of my new characters on a wrestling game.
See, now I gotta find that.
Well, see what it is. See what Buffalo is.
See,
Espanol.
Buffalo.
Really?
B-U with an accent aigu, one F-A-L-O. It's pronounced, though, Bifilo.
El Bifilo.
I think, anyways. I mean, El Buffalo, P-O... De Buffalo, yeah, I mean.
Okay.
Yeah, Buffalo.
This show's like the train car's teetering, about to fall off the tracks and into the woods. In fact, give a quicker
Buffalo
take on that than we had for
Crockett. I just listened to the pronunciation. It's Buffalo.
El Buffalo, okay.
Yes, the Mantar's fucking Mexican cousin.
I think they already have a guy down there like that, don't they? Don't they have a guy who has like a fucking animal head mask? He's a big, thick, bad motherfucker. What's that guy's name? I don't know. It doesn't matter. You know him if you saw him.
I
legit has like a fucking ring through the nose of this fucking... It's like a bull mask.
Oh, yeah. He's Canadian, though.
Oh, yeah?
I think so.
I love that character. Anyway. Well,
I could be wrong. I could be 100% wrong, though.
What did you think about Impact? Another show that I watched bits and pieces of and didn't take notes. So
this show, I thought was, I mean, it had its ups and it has it had its downs. I will say, for the first half of the show, I got two things to say. Scarlett Bordeaux is a much better wrestler than her looks lead her on to be.
Yeah.
She had a match against one of the Desi Hit Squad guys, Rohit Raju. I mean, it was, she did some good stuff in it. She's got a nice bum. And then I really do like what they're doing with The North, which is Ethan Page and Josh Alexander.
Yeah.
Just a team from Canada called The North.
That's pretty good. Josh Alexander guy. Like I said, I've been calling for a long time. That's just going to be a big star if they do it right.
Yep. Yep. And they had a match against the Rascals, which is a great little duo that or a trio that I really like the whole, like they do the Rascals wave. They got me there just as a Rascals kid. And then their t-shirts are Rascals 420 because they do that 70s show spoof around the smoky table.
And yeah.
I think that's all great. I'm a big fan of that.
Well, go figure, right? Yeah,
yeah, right.
We're like, yeah, we like the dudes who smoke weed, man. That's awesome.
Maui wowie, man.
Exactly. Playa Valkyrie defeated Jordan Grace to retain, which is something I didn't see coming. I don't agree with. Yeah. That's foolish.
Yeah. I thought the match was meh as well.
Yeah.
It was okay.
Fucking meh. Swan major. Callahan. I thought it was really actually pretty fucking awesome.
I would say that it would be an awesome match if they didn't do fake staple spots. You know what I mean? If you're going to do fake staple spots, just don't do it at all.
I guess I didn't catch that. I didn't pay that much attention.
Well, like they would do the staple, and then they'd be like, oh, look at a staple in his head. And it's like, there's not even blood. There's not even a staple. Like, not once did blood trickle from anywhere.
I watched this show the next day, so it was one of those, like, skip through, get to what we need to get to.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, we talked about the tag match, Brian Cage, Johnny Impact, you know, pretty good match.
Yeah, it had the potential to be a really good match until Cage got hurt. And then it really killed it. But
Captain Charisma, Lance Storm, roughing it up.
Yeah, yeah. They you could tell the panic on both of their faces too when Cage couldn't get up and they just go into the ring and talk for a bit. Then they go outside and they talk for a bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I mean, what else do you do at that point in time? Cage can't move. So
I thought this was a better pay-per-view than they've had in a long time.
Yeah.
Since the one that everybody said, what was that one that we really liked?
Bound for Glory.
And then they shit the bed after it.
Yeah. 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 Tessa, and not to the give it any cloudy, Tessa Blanchard and Gail Kim was really good. I would say it's probably one of the better women's matches of this year so far.
I mean, what else has there been this year for women's matches, dude? Not a lot.
Not nothing of real high profile, that's for sure. I mean, you got the Becky Charlotte Ronda, but that's not a good match.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. You got Becky Lynch versus Alicia Fox last week. Did you go back? I'm not sure you didn't, but...
Well, go back and watch that? No, I declined that invitation.
It's unbelievable. If you watch the new Botchamania, pretty much the whole match is on there.
Is it really?
Well, there is a big chunk in there.
Good. Good.
But yeah, so there you go. Those two shows. I thought, which one do you say better? Which one do you like more?
You know what? I will say Impact's presentation. The building itself is a beautiful building. Ceiling with the LEDs in the ceiling really added a lot to it. But I will say that I thought the overall presentation of the Crockett Cup was better. Having Jim Cornette on the commentary side was better. And I thought the wrestling had a more classic wrestling vibe. But as for like matches with, oh fuck, what is this? You know, like the good, you know, like high flying shit, I would say it would be, you know, Impact.
You know, Impact is owned by a Canadian company.
Yep.
They do a lot of shit in Canada. Why did they try to become the number one company in Canada? And you can tour like the northern part of the US if you want to. I don't know. Right now they're not really touring. Like they go back to their one place and then they'll do like big shows in Canada. That's pretty much it, right?
Yeah. I mean, I would like to see more of a Canadian contingency out of Impact. Maybe make Impact the Canadian.
Tour Canada? I mean, during the summer, at least?
I can't see why not. You know, there's no reason not to. If Danny Duggan can do it, you know, like, why can't Impact? And, I mean, shout-outs to Danny Duggan. I mean,
we'll talk about him fucking later. Holy shit. So, yeah, I guess there's all of that shit. That should wrap that part of it up. We move on, good sir, to all of the news of the week.
This week in the news, Raw and SmackDown hit under 2 million. Jon Moxley breaks out of prison, and Goldberg is going to the Saudis. Over to you, Jim.
I'm Javicious, and this is news to you. We're talking about Danny Duggan. We might as well talk about that. Yes. Psychosis is a fucking hero.
Yeah, Psychosis saves Danny Duggan from dying in a car crash. In his gear.
Yeah. Suplex City Limits Hall of Famer, Psychosis. Yeah, why are you wearing your fucking pants and shit, man?
Yeah, I mean... It was their last show. It was supposed to be in Toronto. It was a big show for Danny Duggan because they always wanted to run a CWE show in Toronto. And I mean, he didn't get a chance to make it, but he's lucky to be alive.
Yeah, I guess they've lost control of the vehicle. It went into a ditch that had water in it. Is that what it was? I mean, the car flipped, though, and originally he wasn't underwater, but it shifted, thus putting his head underwater. He couldn't get his head up out of the fucking water. He was going to drown.
This fucking mad man. Oh.
Yeah. On his Facebook, which is public, you can go over there and he has a big whole thing on it.
Yeah.
Slightly overdramatic. No, I don't know. Anyway, a pro wrestler retelling of the story, I guess, was what I would say.
Yeah. I get you for sure. But nonetheless, crazy. Psychosis saves him.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. So, best wishes to all those guys. Duggan, he's works around here.
Yes,
he's
with a good dude. Cloud
a lot of people know a lot of people who know him. He's a good dude. So crazy, man.
Yeah, I've been to a couple of the shows here.
Fucking of all the people, like, oh yeah, Psychosis saves you, man. That's awesome. I love it. And the other guy too. What's the other guy's name, really?
What?
There was a third person involved.
Oh, I can't remember his name.
He was the person driving.
Shame on you, sir.
Well, I guess it was crazy, like ice and vehicles were in the ditch all over the place. And
I can see it. We hit a snow, like, there's a lot of snow here today.
What? May?
Yeah, I woke up this morning and I let the dog out and I was like, what the fuck?
What are the suicide rates like there?
We've had great weather until today.
Oh, okay. So it's been tremendous here. It's just like 60 every day. Breeze, just spring. I just never want it to end. I just want to live in perpetual this.
Yeah, I get you. Spring is the best time of the year, except for the allergies. Fuck the pollen.
There you go.
NWA really wasn't didn't have their finger on the pulse, but fuck the police. Fuck the pollen is where it's at. Fuck the pollen coming straight from the flower beds. Really?
Holy shit. Jon Moxley returns via Twitter, via a hype video. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, I thought it was too. Whether or not the WWE is behind it, I don't give a fuck. The video's good. It's a good video.
They can't be, dude. I don't think so.
I don't think they would have put in, like, the fact that him getting out of WWE is like getting out of prison. I don't think they would say that about themselves, but
I mean, and you know, I'm not saying I know because I don't, but dude, you can find a dude on YouTube right now that you could pay like $250 to come out and film that and edit it up. I mean, like, you don't need, it's not, we don't live in that era anymore.
I will say that there was more than $250 put into that video.
Well, no, I understand that, but I'm saying, like, you can do that shit nowadays. It's not that fucking hard.
Oh, you can hire a team to do it. Like, I know a few people that work for, like, television shows here in Canada. You know, right. It's not like the hardest thing in the world to find a capable video audio guys.
Yeah. My homie works for a production company here that you can hire to. You could hire to do this. You know? You can hire them to fucking fly drones over your shit or do commercials, do video, do anything. So I'm just saying, it's not like an impossible, like, oh, it has to be WWE because it looks really slick and good. Anybody can, not anybody, but there's a lot more people who can do that now than you could have, you know, in the past.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's AEW, but I look at the Cody video and the Dustin video.
Yeah, it's really fucking weird, man. Evidently, he can't work until July. Is that the deal?
Yeah. Yeah, that's, I mean, and there's a 90-day no-compete I don't know why anybody would have thought that there wasn't going to be one for Dean Ambrose.
Dude, because there's a 2 and a 5 dice on the wall.
Which is, coincidentally, the exact logo for the Viper Room that is logoed on the phone.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. But everybody was like, oh.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's fun. You know, it's fun, but it's not going to happen. No. At least I don't expect. And I mean, you never know. Wrestling's fucked these days. You never know what's going to happen.
You never know. You don't. But
Do you have a non-compete when your deal runs out?
What's that?
Like, I know you have a 90-day no-compete if you get fired, if you quit, etc. But, like, what if your contract just finishes up?
I'm pretty sure there's still a 90-day no-complete. But, like, he can still do, like, CZW shows and shit like that. As long as they're not, like...
Mm. What do you think? Some people are like, oh, dude, a big dog chased him out. Clearly, dude. A dog, man. But anyway, I thought it was fucking awesome. He wraps the barbed wire on his hand and shit. I'm like, I'm all in. A guy I didn't give a fuck about for how long? 5 years now?
Yeah, it's finally took the turn because he's not in the WWE.
A 1 minute video. I give a fuck about this guy. Yeah. He is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't take much, man.
The only thing that video tells us is that is mocks, right? So.
How the fuck in a 3-hour show you can't do shit? You know, they don't do anything. And then it's like these guys in the indies now, him, the video with Cody this week, which Ben will talk about as well.
Yeah, which
fantastic. That
was best promo of the year so far.
One take, mind you. Like, yeah. No cuts in there.
Yeah. Like I showed it to a friend of mine. And no. he looked at it because he's not a wrestling fan. He's like, I love wrestling. Right? Like, because just dude, this shit, you know, like, this is wrestling. This is pro wrestling. It's fantastic.
This shit right here. Yeah. it's a tough time to be a hater of people who've left WWE. Hard time for that because this shit's been really good. Did we talk? Oh, we did talk about last week. Yeah.
The Dustin.
The match between the two, but I thought this video was great, man. Another example of, you know, a minute and a half, 2 minute video for Dustin.
Yeah.
A little fucking one take thing for Cody. And it's awesome. And it's already got more built into it than fucking anything on WWE.
Yeah. No, I agree. It's like, you don't have to agree with what everything Cody says because Cody is the heel. But there's something to be said when he's comparing the Attitude Era to today's generation. You know what I mean? The one that sticks up to my head is like comparing CM Punk and The Rock. Like, I by no means think CM Punk can hold a candle to what The Rock did. But at the same time, it's like for that generation of wrestlers, CM Punk's pipe bomb is the big thing.
Yeah, the content of that was great, dude.
Yeah.
You know, now is that better than some of the other shit? But I mean, just the way they kind of buried the whole Attitude Era and the whole establishment.
Calling Triple H sort of pissant.
Yeah. Dude, it's awesome. This year is going to be a super interesting year. For many years, we've done this podcast where not much shit happens in the general scheme of things. But this year, man.
This year is different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it could be. So that we've got that going. What else we got this week?
Let's see. We might as well talk about the Raw ratings. And this is a quote directly from Forbes magazine. This week's episodes of Raw and SmackDown Live were down 30% and 25% from 2018, respectively. Raw drew a 2019 low of 2.158 million viewers, while SmackDown Live logged a 2019 low of 1.833 million viewers. To put it in perspective, Raw's average viewership through 2018 saw a 32% decline over the past 5 years. And Raw broke down basically 2.34, 2.24, and dipped under 2 million, 1.9, like we said it would last week.
Yeah.
And
excuse me.
Ratings don't matter no more.
Ratings don't matter anymore?
What the fuck? Ratings matter more now than they ever did because of Fox.
That's fair. The next one of you motherfuckers who says that shit to me.
Just kidding.
I'm going to slit your fucking throat, motherfucker. So I was thinking about this week, especially, dude. Oh, the ratings for the NBA are down too right now. And the fucking XYZ excuse.
But the ratings for the NBA are still astronomically larger than the wrestling.
It's so weird. These people will sit and defend them. And
It's terrible. People aren't watching. Fuck you. Stop being such an idiot.
Yeah. Like, okay, let's look at this, okay? Raw, let's take its 2.158 rating. It's down 216,000 people from last week. 2018, they did a 3.106. So, like, that's tremendously smaller. And then 2017, it was a 2.87. Like, it's a crazy decrease. SmackDown has, you know, the same thing, 1.8 down from 2.4 and 2.3. Yeah. It's unreal.
Yes, sir.
They are saying that if it follows the same trends that the month of May always follows for the WWE, we could see SmackDown down to a 1.6.
Tremendous.
And you know what Impact was doing when it was going head to head with Raw?
Yes,
1.5.
Yeah.
So fuck you guys.
Yeah. When Impact went head to head with them, Impact failed miserably by pulling a 1.5 million.
Yeah.
Up against WWE's like 5 million.
Yeah, which was 2011 or whatever, but they've fallen a lot since then.
You know what, too? That shit wasn't good either. I'm just going to go ahead and say that.
No, that WWE wasn't good either. That was the blandness of the bland of the PG. You didn't even have internet darlings on your TV show.
Yeah. No shit. That was bad. I mean, this is bad, too, but it's just people are fucking done, you know? And for a long time, I was one of those people doing this show. Well, I have to watch it for the show and this and that. And it's like, people are just quitting, you know, to sit and argue too. These little fucking marks, man, they'll sit and argue with me. It's like, dude, I see people every day. People tell us, like, they listen to the show and they're like, I don't watch that shit anymore.
No, why would
it's
you?
Happening? It's why gonna keep you? Happening because it's bad, it's really bad, dude. Raw and SmackDown this week. Terrible.
I'm not going to doubt your expertise, Jim, because I didn't even venture to look at it aside from the Revival getting humiliated. Which, did you see the quote from WWE.com about that?
Was that from .com?
Yes. In other words, this could be the beginning of a whole new Revival or the first humiliation of many. The choice is up to them. That's all in direct relation to their contract. That they
I saw a screen grab of that, but are you're 100% sure that's from WWE.com?
That's what I got from another website. Yeah.
Shit, what?
Yeah.
First off, well, since we're here, let's briefly talk about that. Who the fuck else is going to shave your back, dude? If me and you are on the road together,
yeah, and the back needs to be shaved. Well, guess what, Jim, buddy, you're shaving my fucking back.
And it was so weird too. It just came off like very out of touch. You know, they're like, oh, look, oh, they're gay for doing this. And whereas like modern people, I'm watching that and I'm like, who else is going to shave your back? Like in a shoot, you know, like what's gay about, what's gay about that? There's nothing, you know? So it's weird. You know, it comes off very weird to me.
Yeah. It comes off very weird and homophobic. For.
It comes off with like that. It reminds me of that butt cream thing. It reminded me exactly of that.
Oh, yeah. It's ass cream. Yeah.
Yeah, ass cream. There you go.
And, you know, if there's one good thing to come out of this, though, is that the guys from Manscaped might have a sponsorship for them.
Yeah.
So,
well, Dollar Shave Club, dude.
Well, like Manscaped tweeted them.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. It was like, we'd like to have you on as spokespeople for Manscaped.
I just don't know about the whole thing. This is dumb. It's, I guess, like they were offered deals for what, 5 years,
something like that. 5 years, $500,000
a year. First off, why would you lock yourself in that for five fucking years?
Jim, why would anybody pay the Revival $500,000 a year each?
Just like, keep them away,
you know what I mean? Well, exactly. Like, I understand, like, if they went to AEW, they could make a lot of money. And they're a fantastic tag team, but why would the WWE pay them $500,000 other than the fact of locking them in so nobody else has them?
That's it. No, that's it. Yeah, that's absolutely it. That's all. And they don't want to actually do anything with them. But they're going to do it anyway. They're doing that right now. Like, they offered a bunch of people money. They offered Leo Rush $300,000 and he declined. Do you want to double?
Yeah. What the fuck?
Which adds to the heat that guy already has. He's had tweeted all week, that little cunt. You know, oh, I don't have heat and all this shit. And then Mark Henry, you see that shit Mark Henry said?
Yes, I did. When Mark Henry hates your guts, you know you fucked up. Because Mark Henry seems like the nicest guy. And Mark, I watched Mark Henry crush an apple with his bare hands.
Mark Henry's like, just, you know, I mean, you, look, this kid's a fucking doofus. You know?
Yeah. I think he has heat with Finn Balor, too. According to Mark Henry. And he was kicked out of the locker room like Enzo Amore. Do we have another Enzo Amore on our hands?
Yeah, maybe.
He's Enzo Amore that can work. So like,
he's a cocky little piece of shit. He is. Like, shoot, he thinks he's awesome and shit. And like, motherfucker, you've done nothing. You've done nothing.
Nothing, yeah. You've no-sold the power bomb off a ladder through a table.
Oh, do you see that they're saying Janela was saying that he made him do that? Or he told him to do that?
Oh, really?
I don't know. I saw it this week. Pretty sure it was Janela. Because I think it was on a Janela show, wasn't it?
I think it was a PWG show against Janela.
Well, he probably told him to do it then.
Yeah,
that makes sense. That was some silly shit. So I guess what for the next year, we're going to see the revival. I don't know.
Be humiliated.
Fucking bonnets and shit. Yeah.
Yeah. And the worst thing is like they can't just go home like Pac did. Because now that AEW is a thing, they'll never let him go. They'll just lock him up so that you can never wrestle anywhere else ever again.
Yeah. Well, and they have that thing too where you miss time. And then they're fucking tacking it on. That's what they did with
Luke Harper. And which is another fascinating story, too. Have you read the ins and outs of that fucking story?
I mean, I've read a lot about it, but what do you got?
Okay, so Luke Harper, he asked for his release, right? Obviously. So he was earmarked to work a program with Zane, but the fact they didn't want him to do it, then he was told that... they were going to use him because Vince doesn't get him. Vince was upset because he didn't use a southern accent that Vince told him to use 4 years ago.
Dude, you can't just fucking do a southern accent. Oh, my God. That's so dumb. Anyway.
But, yeah, so they basically just fucked him over with that. He had a match with EC3 where they were testing out the EC3 Drake Maverick thing. He hated it all, so he asked for his release, and they're like, no. We're not going to give it to you.
And they're tacking on time for when he was fucked out hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean.
Because go fuck yourself. Yeah. You should have let that fucker run out.
He should have. He shouldn't have said anything if he had that little time left that they're tacking on 9 months. But.
It's just ridiculous. So they're going to fuck this guy around. I mean.
The exact same thing.
So done. They have what, like 400 guys under contract? That's what I heard the other day.
Is it that much? Holy fuck.
I mean, dude, NXT, they've got people you've never even fucking heard of.
Yeah, no, I get you there.
What? I've never understood that. What is the point of taking all this time and all this money trying to develop people from nothing? You look at in Aaliyah, okay? That bitch has been there for years. Do it, and she's terrible. She's a veteran, according to Mauro Ranallo last week. A veteran, Aaliyah. Like, whoa, dude. Whoa. But they pay these people for fucking years and years. They don't do shit with them. That chick's never going to do anything.
No.
I'm trying to think of who are some of the men they've had down there forever. Wesley Blake, you've had for years.
Oh, so long. Like, they should give up on him.
Yeah. They should give up on like fucking Cesar Bunani. Give up on who the hell, motherfucker? I don't know. I got a ton of them down there. Why not just sign indie guys who are good to go? Give them a little bit of spin. You know, work on what you need to work on with them. Use them in NXT. I mean, like, what's the point of taking like, oh, we're gonna make this bobsledder a pro wrestler? Fuck, dude. Why?
Oh, so they do a cool runnings bit.
Reward people who've had the initiative, people who've gone on their own and went through wrestling school and are out working indies and fucking making dog shit doing it, you know?
Yeah.
People who actually care instead of some bobsledder who's like, sure, I guess I'll throw this, or a rugby player who's never wrestled. What the fuck? You know, because that's how the NFL does it, right? in the first, you know, they'll go and draft dudes who are look impressive, who've done other shit, right?
Yeah,
you draft do soccer players and bobsledders and swimmers and shit. Like, all right, cool. We're gonna bring you in. We're gonna build you from the ground up to play for the fucking Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
Oh no, they don't. They get people who are fucking good and who've been doing it for years on their own. Okay. Let's see. Anyway, if we go down the rabbit hole of shitting on the WWE, we'll be here all fucking night.
We will, and let's top it off with one last shitting on the WWE. Goldberg and The Undertaker heading to Saudi Arabia for June 7th.
Dude, yeah. Did you hear that the rumor, at least, I mean, I don't know how much I believe it, but not much at all, but Goldberg and Rollins? And Goldberg gets the belt?
Yeah, that was done by Slice Wrestling, though.
Yeah, well, that's...
Nobody believes that shit. Nobody believes Slice Wrestling.
Let's talk... Who the fuck runs that, dude? That is a real piece of shit. I think it was the best quote I saw all week. B-Rad Brad, someone was talking about... They posted this thing from Slice Wrestling. And B-Rad Brad is just like, Slice Wrestling is the AIDS of the world. Or AIDS of pro wrestling. Like, yes, dude.
They are. They are. I'm pretty sure they're a fake account. I had seen a tweet a little while ago where they tweeted something. Somebody called them out on it and was like, "This that'll never happen, blah, blah, blah." And they replied something like, "You're not in on it." And then it was like alluding that it was a joke. So I don't know if the whole thing's a joke and they've just been trying to pull the wool over everybody's eyes or if they're just that oblivious to everything.
It's Slice Wrestling is the AIDS of dirt sheets.
Yeah, like I said in that same Facebook group, it was like, if you make Slice Wrestling show up on my feed, I just unfollow you on Twitter. You'll never do it again. Well, so
I don't know who runs that thing, but fuck them. Fuck their Twitter. Yeah. Idiots. That show's going to be silly. I have no interest in it.
No, I don't think I'm going to watch it at all, honestly. I don't even see another Saudi fluff piece.
Yeah, well, exactly. Let's see. Let me rapid fire some things. We did forget to mention Michael Elgin debuted in Impact at Rebellion.
Yes. Hope. It's another piece of shit.
Elgin Cage? That should be crazy.
It should be a good match. It should be a really good match. And apparently Impact is aware that they got a landmine in Michael Elgin. He's a public relations nightmare, so to say.
Yeah.
But, I mean, who knows? There is a lot of matches that could be really good.
Yeah, I'm just looking through some of my news. Cabana versus James Storm is announced for the ROH tapings.
Oh, joy. Good to know.
The final night of the War of Worlds tour. Wow.
Wow.
Well, fucking sucks. Let's see. Lillian Garcia. Lillian. She signs off. Lillian cannot talk on the telephone. That's some obscure shit. It's obscure ass reference for about three of you. Lillian Garcia signs on as a ring announcer for an MMA promotion. They must not be familiar with her previous work. The only reason I would like clicked on this story is I'm like, okay, I can shit on her for like a minute or two. That'll be something. She's terrible, really. She's terrible.
And just so you guys know, you guys all need to watch Andy Murphy's Raw, okay? All of you.
Yeah.
The fact that Jim thinks only three of you guys get that blows my mind. Raw and Delirious were like staples of my childhood.
Oh yeah, it's old.
Yeah.
It's old as fuck, man. How do you think some of these young guys ever watch this stand up shit from the mid 80s?
Oh, they're missing out though. They're missing it. Eddie Murphy is not a funny dude anymore. But my God, back in the 80s he was king.
God damn. The shit you could say too back in the days, man. Oh. It's like what it really puts a. It shows how lame our society is nowadays. That like the shit he says in there. Oh my God. It's surprising that it hasn't come out, right? I feel like if all these losers did know that, like they actually somehow found out about the shit that's on those tapes, they would be offended retroactively.
Yeah, they'd call for Eddie Murphy's head.
Yeah, dude.
Someone get me Pluto Nash.
Yeah. Let's see. We've got a fucking bunch of news stories. Killian Dane set to rejoin NXT. What a shit show that is.
Yeah, they...
Why do they hate this man?
I don't think they just don't know what to do with anybody.
I think Vince must hate him. It must be like because he's fat or because he was fat and wearing like those shorts that he was wearing for a while.
I mean, could be.
He's fat. Fuck him. He's not American and he's fat.
Yeah, he's everything he hates, really.
Pretty much everything Vince McMahon. Yeah, if he was a fucking black man, it'd be the trifecta of things that Vince hates. It's true, man.
It is true.
He's a fucking racist. So yeah, Killian Dane, you know, hopefully go back to NXT and they can do something with him. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it's such a no-brainer, man. Like, why do you need a guy like Lars? To me, he could have been a Lars Sullivan.
Oh,
like,
he's a big beast Lars. Guy. I mean, they didn't need Lars, but Lars is the shiny toy of the month.
He's dead in the water already, too.
Oh, of course.
How do we do him? Oh, you give him a fucking number 17, you know? That's all he's getting. It's like a combo meal, man. It's not even a 17. They don't have 17 different things they do. He's a number 3.
No, they've got contract signings and just throw into the stairs before commercial break. Just little
the number 3 is squash matches, big guy squash matches, attacking baby faces.
Yeah.
So he's doing this right now. I mean, maybe they're going to skip the him versus jobbers thing that they did like with Braun Strowman forever.
And then look where Braun Strowman is now. Have you heard that the reason why that we don't see Braun Strowman now is because he fucked up too many spots in the Battle Royal? And that's why there's also heat on Luke Harper, because Luke Harper was in some of those spots.
Really?
Yeah.
They had that guy hot as shit. Somehow, even like despite themselves, they somehow got that guy super over. And then
just shit all over it.
Nah, we don't want to do that. Have him fucking lose to Lesnar or Reigns or something. We got more shit going on Lucha Underground. Evidently, Lucha Underground was like threatening some of these people, including Willie Mack and shit.
Yeah, for signing contracts, and you know, Willie Mack signs a new 2-year contract with Impact a couple days ago.
Yeah. Jeff Cobb, Famous B, Exolicious, have all sought legal representation. I can't believe they're fucking around with these people still.
Yeah, there's a part of me that just wants Lucha Underground to die. Like, I've had enough of this. I don't care how good your wrestling show is. You've just shown to be a shit company. There's no need to have that stuff around. Yeah. Wrestling needs to change away from that shit. You don't need a little fucking Napoleon WWE over here. Fucking dude, like, we're going to treat you like you guys are fucking like the WWE, but we don't own shit. We haven't used you guys for months, years.
Yeah. I love Lucha Underground. It's one of my favorite wrestling products ever, as crazy as that sounds. But this shit was dumb. They should have let all these people go and say, hey, man, you want to go work wherever? You know, we're not filming right now. Go do whatever you need to do. But when we need you for the next season, if that happens, you know, then you're contractually obligated for that. That's it.
Yeah.
But they're being cunts. This last bunch was cunty. Then going after these guys. See, it makes me think maybe there is another season. But now what are you going to do? You got nobody left.
No.
Who do they have left? No one.
No, I mean, really, there isn't really anybody. And what's everybody supposed to do? Wait on bated breath? Like, Paul London is about the only guy that I don't see out anywhere else.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a few people, but I wonder if they do new one, can they get some of these people back in? They're not going to get, well, Willie Mack is Impact, and the Impact is in with AAA.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. But, I mean, Lucha. Do we need another company?
I mean, I would take Lucha Underground because it's awesome.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's, I don't know. With so much stuff going on now, there's going to be a time where, like, you're not going to be able to get enough TV-ready stars, you know, or TV-ready workers to be on TV because you got ROH, you got Impact, you got MLW, AEW. They're all going to be not working with each other at one point in time, I'm sure.
They're not all going to survive, dude.
No. I think Lucha Underground will be the first casualty. Because
who's the second casualty? That's an easy one. The first casualty being Lucha is easy. Who's the second casualty? That's the real question.
I don't think you'd see a casualty that soon. And like it would be hard to guess who it would be because you don't know. It would take a couple years
from now.
Exactly. Yeah. Even if it is 2 years from now, you don't know how things are going to work. ROH could crumble and Impact could rise predominantly. MLW can become the second best thing in America, and Impact and ROH fizzle away. You don't know in 2 years what can happen because everything's changing so fast now. The only constant is that, you know, people, it's good for the business, it's good for the workers, there's a lot of places to work, and hopefully they all continue to prosper, except for Lucha Underground, because they've been cunts about everything.
Yeah. I've seen Sinclair is allegedly in works to buy a bunch of Fox.
Yes, because Disney wants to sell them.
Yeah. That gives them even more fucking stations.
Yeah.
To have Ring of Honor and also spread their right-wing propaganda. So that's fun. Jeff Hardy undergoes knee surgery. It'll be about 9 months.
Yes,
so
full reconstructive knee surgery.
Be taking motocross jumps like a motherfucker a year. We wish him the best in his recovery. Let's see. Beth Phoenix joins the NXT commentary team, which is random as fuck.
Yeah, and Percy Watson leaves.
Good.
Yeah. Is Beth Phoenix better, though?
Well, no. Well, no.
Just as I was getting used to Percy Watson, Beth Phoenix is going in there now.
I didn't hate Watson. Like, I never, like, when it would end, I wouldn't be like, oh, he's so fucking terrible. But he was just pointless, you know?
Yeah.
He didn't really bring anything. He didn't really do anything. He's just kind of there throwing in one-liners, just getting in the way, really. So, weird. And I guess they have to have a woman on every show. She's better than Renee, but that's not saying much.
Yeah.
Better commentator, Steve Mongo McMichael or Renee Young?
Oh, shit.
It's got to be Mongo by a fucking... I think it's Mongo by a lot.
I'm going to go with Mongo in the guys that I haven't heard Mongo do commentary in years.
How about Mike Adamly or Renee Young?
I've never heard Mike Adamly. I wasn't watching wrestling then.
Jeff Harvey.
I only know him from Botchamania.
I mean, I only know
he had
him
a brain
so
tumor, too. He was, like, dying.
Yeah. Well, you know what I know Mike Adamly from? American Gladiators.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't know what
that is. Didn't get that show up there. We did.
It was just a long time
ago.
Did
you have your own Canadian Gladiators?
No, we had American Gladiators. They didn't rename it. No.
Just like rolling on logs and shit.
Do the log Canadian roll. Lumberjacks.
It's all lumberjack shit, yeah. Exactly. So the Beth Phoenix, great. You mentioned Willie Mack signs a 2-year deal, I believe 2-year, multi-year deal with Impact.
Rich Swann also, as well.
Yeah. They fucked him in WWE, so... Do you know who he was talking about? He said that he signed with them and they said there was an issue with his blood pressure or something. But then all of a sudden it was like a similar dude to his size, but with a better body. Got signed. I don't know who it was.
I don't know. I Keith Lee?
Ricochet? No, it was before that. It gotta be. No, it was way before that, dude.
I don't know. Ezekiel Jackson?
Way fucking Willie Mack's a great talent though, so
he is.
He'll be awesome in Impact. I fucking dig that guy.
I agree 100%.
What else we have here? You got anything else?
I've got Daniel Bryan is cleared to wrestle. Which is, it is what it is. There was a concussion scare. And GCW, Game Changer Wrestling, is going to team up with Vans Warped Tour. The two shows that Vans Warped Tour are doing this year will have GCW wrestling shows coinciding with it.
That's interesting.
No.
Remember when that tour was fucking
huge?
Like, relatively cool.
Yeah, it was everywhere. You used to come to Canada a bunch too.
Just see the bands that are on there these days.
Oh, it's disgusting.
It's ridiculous.
It is.
Yeah. Even back in the originally, I thought there'd be there was some bands on there that are like, really, those guys are fucking lame. But the paint that it is right now, it's like, holy shit.
I don't even know what bands would be on there now. I'm so far out of that genre of music.
Let's see. Is it even punk anymore?
I don't call it punk.
Simple Plan.
Yeah, no, that's the fuck them.
Fuck those guys. Hawthorne Heights, dudes, really?
I know one song by Hawthorne Heights from back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Do you know what song it is?
Outside Your like Window.
Saying Sorry or something like that? Like Saying Sorry or something?
Yeah. Circus Survive. I actually really like that band. Yeah. Emery. I like that band. Okay, maybe.
I don't know what Emery is.
Maybe Warped Tour is not as bad as I thought. I like Emery and Circus Survive. And kind of Hawthorne Heights from back in the day.
Yeah. So I think it's Hawthorne Heights Saying Sorry is the one I remember. I got to look this up now. Because they had a guitar player that died, right?
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure.
Mickey FM's the song. And I was like, my homeboy stole a fucking amp from those guys when they came up here way back in the day. Yeah. And not even like, I'm going to steal this amp to have this amp. More like, fuck these guys kind of a thing, I think. Yeah.
It is Saying Sorry, by the way, the one song that I know by these guys.
Oh. That must have been a fucking B-side, only popular in Canada.
they had a video for it.
God damn it. Is Hawthorne Heights going to be our closer now? That's terrible.
Maybe. It might have to be Saying Sorry, yeah.
Let's see. Dude, also, this isn't poor news, but they replaced the snaps in the Universal title with Velcro. Do you have any idea what this is about?
I've heard they've done it with the Cruiserweight title as well as the IC title and the women's tag titles as well.
But why?
I've heard one rumor being because the wrestlers are too small, and the titles, the hapses are making the titles overlap too much, and Vince doesn't like it.
Why don't you just make them fucking smaller?
I don't know.
Oh, because it's like Lesnar sized.
Well, like, yeah, because it's made to fit for Lesnar, but like Seth Rollins wears it, and it's like the tag comes out a bunch, you know what I mean?
It's made to fit dudes like Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's stupid. Velcro looks so fucking stupid,
it
dude.
It does. It looks so cheap.
Yeah. It does. Ken Shamrock wants to wrestle Brian Cage. Sounds like it might even happen. I don't even know. Soon.
Jim, I'm on Hawthorne Heights' page, wiki.
Yeah.
Do you know how many past members they've had?
Well, I could only imagine.
12.
12?
Yeah.
Great. It's one of those bands where it's like one guy is left.
There is two guys left.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The lead vocalist and the bass player.
The bass player.
Yeah.
Wow. That's interesting. Well, there you go. So, yeah, Ken Shamrock, man. Ken Shamrock, Brian Cage? No?
Not really, no.
Yeah, hard pass on that. Yeah, I don't know what else we got, man.
I got Trevor nothing Lee else for news.
And Shane Strickland made their first appearances at NXT tapings. Is that first Trevor Lee's first one?
Yeah, I think so. Well, like, he's been on like the Florida Loop, but I'm thinking TV. Like, they probably were part of the tapings. Because they did the tapings for the takeover that nobody knows where it's going to be. They just know it's going to be, like, what, June 2nd or something like that? But, like, they announced it's going to be June 2nd, and then Triple H will announce on Monday where it is. The running rumor is that it's going to be in Connecticut.
Wait, a warehouse they own somewhere? Why even bother?
Well, it was supposed to be in San Jose. It was supposed to be in San Jose, but the Saudi Arabia show ruined that.
Yeah, but their sugar daddy called them. They had to go.
Yeah, it was like, can you move that show from beginning of May to the beginning of June? Yes, sir. We'll change everything.
Pretty much. What do you think Vince thinks about these two small guys?
What two small guys?
Trevor Lee and Shane Strickland.
Oh, I'm pretty sure he's never seen them before.
Yeah, it's true. But what do you think he would say?
Well, he'd look at Trevor Lee, and he probably liked Trevor Lee a little bit because he's so hairy. He'd immediately get him to shave his head and get rid of that long hair. And then Shane Strickland would just be like, is that Booker T's kid?
Shane Strickland's fucking great. I'm not a huge Trevor Lee guy, but Strickland's good as fuck.
I like both. I like Trevor Lee.
I do too. So there's that. That should be interesting. They had a lot of good talent. Kushida debuted this week against Ono.
What a horrible really good match, debut. Actually. I didn't like it at all.
You didn't like it?
No. I will say I did not. I was not a fan. I felt like they could have done such a better job having Kushida against anybody else other than Cassius Ono.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't a huge fan of the opponent, I guess, but what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Who would you put him against?
Alberto Carrillo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just anybody that could just bounce off of his flavor, you know?
Raul Mendoza.
Yeah. Raul Mendoza would have been a great one as well.
That's a good point, man. I thought it was weird. Ono, for me, it's just like, I don't know. He's been on the UK show? Is that a thing?
Maybe. I haven't watched the UK show. There's too much of it.
I watched the regular one, and he was talking to Regal, and he had a UK thing on, and he was talking like he had been gone or something. I was like, I don't know what the fuck that's all about. Not watching fucking that or NXT Brazil or NXT fucking Portugal or any of that shit.
NXT North Pole, NXT China.
Yeah. NXT Antarctica. We'll run unopposed. Penguins the only will pro be wrestling the... company in Antarctica.
Crowd before penguins.
We'll charge the penguins.
Somebody get Danny DeVito on the phone. He knows how to control them.
Just a show. This is Michael Cole. Were you there? This is the biggest show in front of the audience of penguins of all time.
And the penguins are going wild. We've got pangamonium.
Yeah, 93,100 and whatever the fuck, 60 or whatever.
Biggest gathering of penguins in the Guinness World Records. Yeah.
Do you know that on their report show, like their report calls that they do with their people who own their stock, that they are clearly do say that the attendance numbers are part of the entertainment of the show? Oh, how is that part of the entertainment of the show? That's just you lying about how many motherfuckers are there.
Yeah.
I can't believe that they can be like, oh yeah, well, that's part of the show. That's part of the entertainment.
And it's funny how people will still argue and say that it's not, that it's legit numbers. You know what
they lie about every fucking show they do.
I don't get it. I seen a tweet the other day of somebody just talking about how fake game, like just doing the same thing that television fans would do to wrestling. It's like, you know, it's fake, right? You know, there's no such thing as dragons and shit like that. The shit that he was eating, man, it was unreal. It's like people just giving him shit for it. It's like, ah, now you feel it, you sons of bitches. But then again, you got some guys here that really do believe it. So I mean,
like I tweeted out on Monday. Got pretty popular, actually. It's like, you know, if you hear anyone talking about Endgame or Game of Thrones today, make sure to remind them that it's fucking fake.
Yeah. No, it's
fucking cunts.
Yeah, they are. They're all cunts.
But yeah, so you didn't like the match with Kushida at all, or what? You thought? I thought
it was a good match. Like they, there's nothing wrong with it. But I mean, I'm sick of just seeing Cassius Ono. Just every new guy goes up against Cassius Ono. Yeah, you know, they could really do something else. Get Cassius Ono off. If this is all you're going to do with him, just get him off TV.
I like, I thought they didn't fuck with him. You know, he's still Kushida. He's still wearing the same shit. He's got a good song. He has a cool entrance.
Yeah. The song is a little less to be desired for me. I'd like there to be a little bit more back end to it. To me, I feel it's a little too one dimensional, you know, if that makes any sense. Like, I feel like in an arena, it will get lost.
Yeah. It's not a song that I'm, like, going to fucking go listen to. Like, we'd, like, fuck Nakamura's song for a while.
Yeah.
Right? Aleister Black song for a while. Good fucking song. Yeah, it's not like that, but...
No. I feel it's all treble, no bass. And I'm not Megan Rainor. I'm not all about that treble. Or whatever. Oh, yeah. Never mind. I don't know how that works. I'm not all up in my shit.
I was happy that they didn't fuck with it, you know, like, oh, they kept the dirty hands off it so far,
yeah.
But yeah, I don't know, this is like the longest news of all time.
There's a lot of news. We still got Mark Tank left to go, and I'm pretty sure we're ditching the previews.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely. Let's keep moving. I don't have any more news with you.
No, I don't.
Fuck it. Let's move on to Mark Tank after a word from our sponsor.
If I have to fold one more box, I'm going to snap.
Ooh. Did you say snap?
Snap into a Slim Jim! In all excitement, snap into a Slim Jim!
Mark Tank, where we remark comments off social media as they are typed for our entertainment. Who was doing that? That's Slim Jim commercial.
Kevin Nash.
Art thou bored?
He's no Macho Man, that's for sure.
I didn't even know that he had him doing those.
I didn't either. That's why, like, because I watched that commercial and I was like, it's nothing much, but it's Kevin Nash doing a Slim Jim commercial. I didn't know that ever happened.
No, that's weird. Who else did him?
Edge, Macho Man, and that's all I really know.
Fair enough. Let's see what we got here for Mark Tang this week. Just got a few for you. Rap Chris, this one's simple to the point. WWE is fake. They never actually fight.
No. That's a hot take right there.
We've been living a lie our entire lives.
My life is a lie. Somebody Q, tell me a lie.
Yeah. I don't know.
You don't know that song, do you? That song from the Bret Hart Shawn Michaels bit? Tell me a lie?
Oh, no.
That really mournful song? No? No, it's from Shawn Michaels' retirement from 1998 or whatever.
Yeah. Until he came back for a nothing match.
Well, yeah. He came back. He came back for a good match against Triple H.
Okay, that one. I meant this last one. Fucking.
Oh yeah, no. I meant like his lost a smile retirement.
What the fuck is this one, dude? This wasn't even part of this. This one says Andre Hines. Shane is the king of. I guess this is like a bread. Oh, potato. Shane is the king of potato. Jesus. Okay. Oh, never mind. I was confused about it.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't part of. I think he's saying that Shane is the king of potatoing people with punches. Yeah. But he is the king of potatoing people. But I think his lack of grammar skills really didn't sell that take.
Miz is like, dude, I got fucking another kid on the way and shit. Like, I can't be taking just legit punches.
Yeah. I got to remember his fucking name, bro. Fuck.
He's bloody every week. Every single week, he's fucking bloodied by just taking shots from Shane. In an angle that no one gives a fuck about. And they're still doing it, dude.
Yeah.
Have you
seen how people think, like, this is going to bring CM Punk back? Because of the best in the world bit? That's grasping at straws, if you ask me.
These people are, what do you think? Dude, oh my god, that's... That's the Slice Wrestling exclusive, I think.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Franklin Leba. I don't know. In other news, I'm very happy Mahomes didn't make it to the Super Bowl. WWE is fake. AEW will bury WWE in October. NXT sucks. Shawn McMahon isn't the best in the world. Soccer is better than wrestling. That should have been the winner. Fuck.
Fuck.
I don't really have a winner. I just have them all like screenshotted and then just scroll through them. It's a peek behind the curtain for you, brother, brother.
Brother dude.
Brother bad dude. Oh, shit. Shawn McMahon isn't the best in the world. Soccer is better than wrestling. Oh, shit.
And this is not even a European saying it because he would have said football.
Yeah. Let's see. Luis Azevedo. What the fuck? They let a WWE show people with sweaters saying AEW.
Wait, what?
They let in a WWE show people with sweaters saying AEW. Oh.
Is he upset at that fact?
I don't know. Sweaters? Hooded sweatshirts? Hoodies?
They do. Travis has a pretty sweet AEW sweater, actually.
Mm.
That looks super comfy, but now he's got it. I can't have it, right? So.
Mm. Hidyat Sun says, I'm so confused. Shane at SDL, not Raw. But why he keep attack the Miz?
I don't know. Just as confused as you are, sir.
Oh, yeah. Oh, here you go. Joe Huggins. Looks like they're setting up for a CM Punk return against Shane McMahon.
See? It's true. I'm not lying. People think it.
Daryl Levin, CM Punk's music hits. CM Punk walks out to a crazy ovation with a mic saying, did someone say they're the best in the world? Drops mic, runs to ring, and beasts the crap out of Shane McMahon.
Does he turn into Beast from X-Men?
What kind of fucking drugs are these people on?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway. Davey Jericho says Shane needs to bring back those old school sweet punches he used to glide.
Never.
I don't really know what that means. This week's winner of my thing. Taking rips over there. Brandon Peters. He is a top fan on the WWE page. He says Shane McMahon should have a run in WWE ECW brand. He should have had ECW world title run.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
There you go.
That's a take. Bring back WWE ECW. Have you watched that Paul Heyman Untold? About the WWE ECW?
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good.
I thought it was good, too. Yeah. Speaking of which, oh, fuck, almost forgot to mention it. Dark Side of the Ring this week, Von Erichs.
Oh, the Von Erichs. What a sad story.
Yeah.
Like, there was not much said that I didn't know. You know what I mean? But, like, just having, you know, Kevin Von Erichs just tell that whole story is just sad.
I didn't know Fritz pointed a gun at him.
I didn't know that either. But remember when I said I said last week that Fritz was probably the reason why they all died? Maybe I was right.
he doesn't even say that, though. You know, and yeah, the whole time he worships Fritz, man. Which shows like how kind of fucking
brainwashed he probably was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It could be very true. I mean, there's something we said about a father that pushes his sons heavily into the limelight and how like he forced Dave Von Erich to go back to Japan with his stomach illness, and then he died. And you know,
I'm trying to say that he was on drugs, and drugs had nothing to do with it.
He probably was. The whole rumor was that Brody flushed it all, but I mean,
yeah,
rumors. Who knows?
There's a picture from that night before he died in that steakhouse, and he's fucked out of his head. He looks like he's off his fucking rocker. So. Who knows? But then, could you get drugs into Japan? I don't know. Maybe they had drugs over there. I have no idea.
I'm sure you can get drugs in Japan, but I just assume they're a lot harder.
Dude, weed? Go over there and find weed. I bet you can't find any.
I read somewhere that I can't remember where it was, but they were talking about how harsh Japanese laws against weed are. If you're walking around in Japan and you go into a shop and weed falls out of your pocket and you pick it up, somebody will call the cops, and they will come, they'll look at the footage, and they'll find you.
Who did they throw in there for a long time? What wrestler was Matt Sydal. Threw in jail over
they
there?
Threw him in
Matt Sydal.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. So yeah, fuck that shit. I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
Well, I mean, the last couple things.
Yeah, boy.
The last couple things I got to mention. Yes. Six stars, baby. Six stars.
I want to know what's going on.
I'm seeing six stars right now.
With Kevin, though, dude, it's like, Okay, so he walks around with no shoes on in dirty-ass clothes and climbs a tree. They're like, you climb this tree every day? He's like, oh, I try to. Like,
this is my office.
What? Dude, how many concussions did you have, dude?
Yeah, and then he wrestles with his kids in the woods.
Yeah. Why have those kids not ever been anything?
I've seen them around, but...
But yeah, like, I would be all for a fucking Von Erich tag team.
Yeah, I mean, the closest we've gotten so far was Lacey Von Erich, Carrie's kid, and she wasn't seen anywhere in this documentary.
No. Yeah, whatever happened to her?
I don't know.
I don't know. I am an old man now, and I want younger people. Like, the fact that there's no Guerrero wrestling right now bothers me.
Yeah, I get you. I mean...
You know, there needs to be a shit-eating heel Guerrero wrestling. And, you know, I mean, I would love to see a Von Erich brothers tag team. They don't even have to go barefoot or anything, but his sons to me, like, they both look fucking they're in good shape.
Yeah.
If you're going to build, you know, bobsledders and shit, why can't you sign these two dudes?
Right.
I was trying to. I tweeted, you know, Meltzer, he'll answer like 9,000 fucking things on his Twitter.
Not the good ones. Not the ones you really want to answer.
He wouldn't, answer that when I tweeted him, like, hey, why did these fucking...
Pretty sure the only way you can get Meltzer's attention is fucking by blasting him. I think that's the only way you can do it.
It's like, bro, I'm a subscriber, and I give you fucking send him house show results from here. You cocksucker, dude.
Yeah, you also, son of a bitch.
Did you see the state of his office, man?
Oh, yeah. Well, I knew his office was like that from other things. But
clean your fucking office, man.
I mean, he can't. That's all of his observers. I bet you to Dave Meltzer, everything there is organized. Like, he knows where everything is. I bet you any money in the world.
Yeah. I don't know. Shout out to fucking AC Patty in our fucking group for saying, like, which one of those boxes does he have all his stars in? And how does he find them? Well fucking played. Well played.
That's great.
Yeah, his office is fucking terrible. Dude, you know people are coming over. I'd be like, you know, let's go to a coffee shop or get a shot. Let's go in my backyard. Let's, you know, just be like, we're not doing it in my office. You know, my office looks fucked.
Yeah,
and there was some debate. Travis was saying, we were trying to debate, what do you think the rest of his house is like? Travis was trying to say he thinks there's like cat shit around and stuff like that. I don't think so. I bet the rest of the house is completely normal.
I think so too. I think his house is probably just because he's got a wife, and he probably tells his wife, you're not allowed in my office.
Well, that's probably the one thing. The rest of the house is fucking normal, and she's like, well, whatever. That's fuck him. He can have a dirty ass room.
Yeah, you know? With a computer. And paper strewn all over the place and a chair.
That's what he wants to do. Why do you have paper everywhere? Who the fuck? Right? I don't know.
Do you see the great big goddamn sliding window he's got in his office? Motherfucker.
Yeah.
California offices, man.
Look pretty shitty. But yeah. What is coming up on the Federation, good sir?
We have the WWF SummerSlam 1996 episode will be coming out in, I don't know, a week or so or something like that. I got to check and see when the last episode came out. I can't remember. But then we'll be going on and we'll be doing WCW Fall Brawl 1996, which I can't wait to do because there's so many great matches on that. There's Benoit and Jericho and Jericho's debut. There's Rey Mysterio and Super Callo. There's so much shit, man. I can't wait to do that episode.
Fucking rare Super Callo pay-per-view appearance. I like that, dude. Well, there you go. Check that shit out. Everywhere podcasts are found, mofudge.com. If you like this show, you're going to fucking like that one, too. So check that shit out. I love how yours always progresses. You're always like, hey, here's the new thing. And then I'm always like, hey,
WrestleMania. Take two.
We're recording it on Sunday.
Are you?
I believe this is the case. It's finally happening. So... there is that. WrestleMania 11.
Yes.
LT versus Bam Bam Bigelow. That'll be up Sunday night, Monday, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
At least you didn't have to watch Diesel and Mabel.
No, I got to watch Diesel and fucking Shawn Michaels.
I mean, it's better than Diesel and Mabel. It's got Pam Anderson and Jenny McCartney there.
Dude, a 7-foot baby face in peril. Fuck out of here, dude. fuck off. So that's coming up. Then we also we're taking our first dive into TNA. Fucking lockdown 2009 or some shit. I don't know.
Nice. Good.
Whatever. Good. It's chosen by Patreon. So that's all coming up. We want to give some shout outs here to our friends at THT Wrestling Podcast. Check those guys out Wednesdays. Also on Wednesdays, you can see our boys get in the corner. Those can't also happen at the same time.
I think THT goes on after, don't they?
I think so, maybe. I don't know. Trying to think now. Either way, on Wednesdays, you should be listening to both slash watching. I think they're doing video now and shit, so.
Fucking
check those guys out. Nuclear Heat Graphics. Check them out for all kinds of pro wrestling artwork. Who else we got? Wrestling's High Marks, Shooting the Shiznit, Sap Pod, The Strap, Inhuman Experience. Much love to them. Bobby Anthem.
Yep. SmackDown.
Bobby Blades.
What's the Comedy Suplex?
Comedy Suplex. I always forget those guys. Yeah. Mikey G and Peach Machine over there. Great fucking dudes. That show is super fun. I don't know if I'm forgetting anybody else.
No.
Oh, B Plus Player. Shout out to those guys.
Yes, they released their last song for their album, and the CD will be coming out at the end of May.
Yeah,
so make sure to check those guys out.
There you go. Spreading all kinds of love.
All the love.
Do we have anything else? I feel like we're forgetting things.
The only last thing I got to say is shows to check out for next week could be New Japan ROH's War of the Worlds. There's a couple good matches for that. And then Wrestling Dontaku, which is tonight. And that would be fucking fantastic, I'm sure. So we'll be talking about that next week.
There it is. What do we got here time-wise? These weeks are seemingly nothing. We fucking find a way to talk forever.
We're at about an hour 40.
Well, I think that will do it.
As he hears that, I was like, yeah, let's get the fuck out of here.
I got nothing else to say. So, we'll be back next week to talk about all them shits. Everything else in pro wrestling. Getting close to this AEW show. Fuck, it's been a long time.
It's been a long time, but it's coming up.
This show so long ago. It's like, dude, I don't know. We'll see if they start ramping up the hype, because I don't feel like the hype machine is in full fucking roll yet. So.
Like something me and Travis were talking about a couple days ago is all this hype about AEW you hear. Sure, it's not a lot of hype, but you hear a lot about key matches. There's nothing you hear about Pac and Adam Page.
Yeah. I haven't heard shit about that.
No. I don't know if it's got anything to do with... Because, you know, Pac couldn't come here for WrestleMania. I don't know if it's going to fuck him over here or not.
Well, hopefully not, huh? I thought the Paige shit they've been doing is pretty funny on being the Elite.
Yeah.
I only like parts of being the Elite at this point. There's, like, a bunch of shit in there that I can't take. I don't want to watch.
I'm not a fan of Sammy Guevara stuff.
Not a fan of the Brandy stuff.
No, I agree.
Cody shit's great. I don't even like the Buck stuff. Like the stuff where it's more like the old school, where it's just like them traveling over the airport. Like,
Yeah, no, I agree. They need to get going and get back on the road and get this shit going. Because like as they're sitting home, there's not going to be so much progression there because they're not together. You know what I mean? I do like the angle with Kenny and Cody though against the Bucks. And Kenny spending all the money.
Yeah. But like some of the people too, they've got like this thing, there's two librarians.
Yeah, I don't know where that's going.
I don't know. But we'll continue to see what's going on there. This year's already been crazy, man. It's like every week something's crazy, man.
Yeah.
How long would you go without people asking for their release? You never heard about that shit. Now every week.
Not over like, the last couple of years, no. It's not something you hear.
Still got Sasha Banks, like, what, MIA, possibly? Not coming back, allegedly?
Well, she'll never wrestle again. You know what I mean? Like, that's just what will happen there.
Who knows? Yeah, it's crazy shit. I mean, like, everyone's... All kinds of stuff happening. I think this year and 2020 is going to be crazy for wrestling.
Yep. Yeah. 2020, I think, is going to be even crazier. I really do.
Yeah.
Because so you'll have a lot of guys that are just like, oh, AEW is actually a real thing. Let's leave.
Yeah, maybe. Or it crashes and burns, but I don't think so.
Who knows?
There you go. So that's why you come back next week, right?
Exactly.
Because we've got all that.
Who knows what's going to happen from here to now?
Yeah. There you go. Anything else to add before we roll, sir?
Nah.
Cool. We thank you very much for listening, as always, supporting the show, donating on Patreon, buying t-shirts at Pro Wrestling Tees, and just interacting on Twitter, being cool motherfuckers. So much love to all of you. And until next week, may you get all the dick and or pussy you desire. Remember, a winner is you. And most importantly, be excellent to each other.